Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Vodka and Water podcast with your host, Mr. Seasoning, Mr. Antisocial, Jay, and to join me today, your co-host, the queen of similes, the matriarch of metaphors, forever single, here's Ashley.
Hello, everyone.
Tired?
Slightly, but how are you anyway?
Tired too. Tired. We've got about like a 20 minute slot to try and record this in and try and get it done quick because we are tired. Yeah, busy. We're doing stuff. So, yeah. So, we have got a couple of interesting things to talk about today because some interesting things have happened. Where shall we start?
Let's start with dragons then.
Go on then. So, I'll give the rundown on this. So Dragon's Den has been on TV for years, like donkeys of years, hasn't it? I don't even know when it originally started, but for everyone's benefit, and we do have a lot of listeners in America, for everyone's benefit, it's a show where entrepreneurs come and pitch their business idea to these investors for asking for a certain amount of money for a certain percentage investment in their business. And then obviously it's dramatized for TV. And Stephen Bartlett is an entrepreneur who, and I might get some of this incorrect, but I believe he started a media agency when he dropped out at uni and grew that onto success, sold it and done, or is doing so many different things now. So I know he's written a book, he has a podcast, you said you've seen stuff on Insta, him delivering some motivational talks. So... yeah, he is the new dragon on Dragon's Den. Mm-hmm. So he is the youngest dragon ever at 28. And I think he's going to bring a whole new dynamic to the show. Mm-hmm. What do you think about him being on the show?
It's quite interesting. So just to like confirm what Jay said, Bartlett dropped out of university and went to build the social chain and the media chain. He took this company, which had a market value of more than £300 million, public at age 27, and then he left the business after 6 years to pursue other investment opportunities. Also, his debut book is called Happy Sexy Millionaire, and his podcast is called The Diary of a CEO. He's been named on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, and he's won Entrepreneur Rising Star at the Black British Business Awards, and he's originally from Manchester. It'd be quite good because he's young. He'll probably see a lot of vision in the ideas that are coming to place. Mm-hmm. And he's Black. He's a person of colour, and he's Black, so he'll be able to give a different perspective. I think it's a good one.
I think that point about different perspective is the key thing, because I think Dragon's Den has typically been, and I know they've had people on there from non-white people on there. So we've had James Caan in the past and recently Tej Lalvani on there. But I think Stephen will bring a whole new spin to that show because the show is very like standard and formulaic. I think he'll be a really good addition to the show because he's going to bring something different because he's like a young entrepreneur. He is a millennial. That's something that the other dragons aren't. So I'm looking forward to it. I generally enjoy Dragon's Den. I think it's nice TV to have. Like, you know, when you want to chill and don't want to watch something too heavy, but then you don't want to directly watch some really, really bad TV. It's good kind of in-between show. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's really nice when you see businesses on Dragon's Den who get investment and then you actually see them like in shops or supermarkets. It's actually really nice, quite a full circle moment.
So that is some good news. And then we got some bad news to counteract it. So man like Boris had a CCJ.
Yes, so Boris, aka Alexander, because his actual name, his government name is actually not Boris. His real name is actually Alexander. Has acquired a CCJ, which is a county court judgment of £535, and is the prime minister of this country. Is like, what? That's just unacceptable behaviour. But here we are.
See, I don't know what it's for, right? But it's not as I compare him to Trump. Trump was egregious in what he got away with. So it was so obvious and like just bait, but he just got away with it. Like Boris on the down low tries to get away with it. It's not as big or as blown up as Trump was, but it's just still like mental. Like, he just gets away with it, just cash. Literally just casually gets away with stuff. I don't know what it was about, but it got struck off the record, didn't it?
Yeah, it got struck off the record because it was without merit, and they said that it could have been for defamation. But it's the fact that like he can get a CCJ, like he's not immune. So basically, a county court judgment is when you can't, you fail to pay something, and basically, if you get a CCJ, a normal person, you it will go on your credit file, and it makes life very hard for you, very very hard.
Oh, it does, because when you go to look for it, then this is the advice, right? And I'll take it back. So you know all those dickheads on social media that say if you get a parking ticket or a parking fine, don't pay it. Do not listen to them, because come 2-3 years down the line when you come look for a house, guess what? You got a CCJ on your record because you ain't paid that money. You cannot escape it. So CCJs will come back and bite you in the ass because... It stays on your record. You owe money that wasn't paid and the court are chasing you for that money. So when it does come to those big purchases, you're in trouble. Or if you're trying to get some finance out, you're in trouble. But yeah, he just seems to have got rid of it. Let me see what it was for.
I can't see what it was for. I don't think they've released the details. But it's just the fact that he's the Prime Minister and he's got a CCJ. Like, normal people, if you get a CCJ, you're finished. Like, you're finished. Even though it's £535, a lot of people don't even have that to pay. And, like, I would just thought if it was a female politician or Black or Asian or person of colour politician and they're the CCJ, there'd be people saying that he needs to be sacked. Because it's Boris and he's a white man and he's somewhat above the law, he can get through.
It ain't good. It ain't good. But it does screw you up, but it does, it's not the end of the world. Like, even if you end up declaring bankruptcy, it's not the end of the world. You can always come back to it. It just prevents you from doing stuff for the next X amount of years. I think it stays on your record for like 5-6 years, as CCJ does. So, you know, it's harder for you to do things like buy a home or finance a car or finance whatever. But yeah, so he got away with it. But don't get a CCJ. That is not what we would advise people getting.
Please don't get a CCJ. Please periodically check your credit file and ensure that it's clean and it's up to date. Because if it isn't, it will bite you back in the long run.
And speaking of biting back, the next one is about some girl posting something on social media and it came back to bite her. So
a YouTuber / Instagrammer called Lala Ray, it was her birthday I think a week ago, she posted images of what her boyfriend purchased her, and it was lots of designer bags, so Louis Vuitton, Gucci, etc, etc. Then people were like, oh, it's fake, why doesn't somebody want to, why is she not showing what is actually in the bags, and do you know that people buy these things, like, yeah, people buy designer items but they don't have anything in the actual bags itself. And it was a real hate fest. Like, Twitter was on fire. My gosh, it was on fire. Like, just stuff was just really happening. I was like, first of all, why do you care? Like, it's the girl's birthday and her boyfriend wants to buy her something nice. Like, I don't know why you feel it in your chest. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know this girl and I'm not too fussed, but it got to the stage where she had to actually post a YouTube video with the items that her boyfriend bought her and the receipts just to prove that what her boyfriend bought her was real and it was actually designer and not just fake stuff, because she's an influencer in it.
But
It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. Like, why have people? It's the pandemic, isn't it? People have got too much time on their hands.
Oh, I'm telling you, people got way too much time and need to find a job. Like, yeah, I just find the whole thing just baffling, like absolutely baffling. If you posted stuff on social media, random, like, I don't understand why randoms are commenting just for the sake of it. Yeah, they've probably got too much time on their hands. And secondly, she don't need to then post something about it on there to validate it to them. I just find the whole thing strange, just really odd.
It is really strange. Literally, like, Twitter was up, like, everyone was commenting. She posted a video and she had to just basically say, you lot need to just allow me in it. Like, it was a nice day, it was my birthday, and my boyfriend just wanted to just treat me nice, and I deserve to be treated nice, and I run a 5-figure business, so I don't need, like, I can buy this stuff myself, but my boyfriend just wanted to treat me nice, so stop, like, just stop being a hater. And I was like, nah, man, hate is gonna hate. Like, when I tell you, evil eye is real. Evil eye is real. How can you sit there and think to yourself, that girl's stuff is fake? Like, and you have your chest to comment that, like, why do you, like, I see a lot of stuff on the internet, you know? But I don't think to myself, right, I need to comment and say that's fake. Like, I just generally don't care.
But this is the whole... I think it's a huge conversation. I don't know how we tackle it, but the whole point about trolls on the internet and tackling this sort of behavior, not just this, there's obviously worse behavior than this on the internet. Because listen, face to face, 9 times out of 10, those people would not have said a word apart from congratulations face to face. Like, well, you ain't going to go up to someone and be like, yeah, those presents are fake. You ain't going to do that. But then... online, people have got the ability to do that, and there's a huge, huge wave towards social media companies taking more responsibility about what people put on there. And I know it's a fine line for them to walk between freedom of speech and when stuff just gets hateful and is just nonsense. Like, you don't need trolls commenting on there. It's just unnecessary. But how do we get to have real people posting real stuff on there and not doing stuff for the sake of it being funny or hiding behind the screen? But there's I think the next 2 to 5 years, there's gonna have to be big movements on this. And speaking of Dragon's Den earlier, I watched an episode a couple of weeks ago, and one of the investors invented a technology where you know, when you go onto a website and it says accept all cookies, and people monitor you, right? But apparently, even if you click yes to one, there's so much shit that, with so many different companies, they find out about you and your behavior. And then he's invented something which blocks you from sharing that automatically for all of them. If you want to share it, then you can get rewarded for sharing that information. And then this whole turned into an industry where companies can then, you know, get involved with his platform, his software, and look at the data captured for those people that do want it to be shared. But it's just the sharing of information and people's behavior online is, I think, a huge issue. It causes issues around people's well-being, their mental health, and I think it needs to be looked at. I don't know what the answer is. I'm throwing you in there, but have you thought about it?
Like, people just need to just... like, exercise restraint. Like, there's so much stuff on the internet, and the fact that you need to comment, and it's just a hater, because, and like, people just don't think, because think about it, like, imagine if you were that person, so you're commenting saying you think that's fake, then you actually get into a position where you can buy those things, and then someone commenting that's fake, like, you don't think, people don't think how other people might feel, and the fact that this girl had to post a whole YouTube video say it's not true, it's just so sad. Like, they shouldn't even have to get to those levels. But at the end of the day, like, because everyone has the one integrity and the one, everything needs to be real in it, needs to be documented, needs to be, yeah. So that's why she made the YouTube video. I was like, what a sad state of affairs.
It is sad. It's sad that people need to validate themselves to random people that they'd never meet online. I think that's another sad state of affairs. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. I like keeping my life private, relatively. And I don't need to validate it because I know what I'm doing. is what I'm doing. I don't need
it's not even about that, well. Yeah, that too. But for me, like, if I had Bae and Bae bought me like nice stuff, and I like put like a clip on socials and someone said it's fake, your eyebrows are fake, like, I just don't need to fight with people and let them know that it's not fake. And if my boyfriend bought me a fake bag, is that between me and my boyfriend? It's got nothing to do with you. Like, just chill. It's never that deep. It's really never that deep.
No, exactly.
That girl had her receipts, and I'm sure that girl who commented stuff is fake, she's crying because that girl had her receipts and everything was real, and her boyfriend just spent money on her because he can, and that's what her boyfriend wanted to do for her birthday. And look at you at home commenting. Do you even have a man? Sigh.
Sigh, indeed, indeed. And tell people where they can hear more Vodka and Water.
You can hear us on all streaming platforms, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Anchor. You can also add us on Instagram at Vodka and Water Pod. You can add us on Twitter at VNWPod. You can also send us an email at vodkaandwaterpod@gmail.com. Listen to last week's episode, episode 37, where we talk about the Line of Duty finale and other topics as well.
I'm still pissed off. Carry on.
Ugh, no. But yeah, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Jay. And until next week, we are logging out.
You've got to log in to log out.
And remember to season your food.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.